Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Financing Your Business Today. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host, Vice President of Apple Capital Group. Today's topic is how to get a federal grant. To move forward with that, how to get a federal grant, and of course, you know, a grant is free money to you that's given by a government or given by a business. Kind of give you a recap, since this is such a broad topic, we're going to spread these topics out for 12 weeks. And try to do two shows a week to talk about how to get a government grant, because there's a little bit more detail on what you need to do on how to get one and on how to prepare yourself. From the top, before you get started, you can be a company or a nonprofit. But however, if you're a profit, of course, you want to register your business, like I mentioned before. If you're a nonprofit, you want to do the same thing. So for companies who wants to get a grant, you need to register as a corporation, or if you're nonprofit, register as a nonprofit corporation. Nonprofit corporation is only probably $20 or $15 in most states. A for-profit corporation, of course, is a lot more. Also, you need to get an employee identification number from the IRS.gov, EIM number. You need to get a Dun & Bradstreet number. You go to government contractors and get one, because you, even if you're a nonprofit, you can go there as well. Also, you need to register in CCR.gov. You need to have a bank account. You need to get a website at least with 5 pages of good content and pictures, because people like to see pictures, especially if you're a nonprofit. What are you doing in the community? And you need to make sure that you update, hey, this is what we're doing. Here's some pictures of the projects, so they can see you actively engaged. It put a face on the business itself. You also need to have a listed telephone number that they can call as well. Also, you need to have a one-page brochure. I would say do a front and back, maybe a trifold. You don't need a lot of them. You can print them on a color copier or a printer, or just make an outline, but make it thorough and simple that it makes sense. Say do it one page, and also put that on your site as well. Also, you need a plan of action, a mission statement, focus statement, which a business is all about. Goes for both cases if you're a for-profit business or a nonprofit. And also you're going to need a capability statement. And there's going to be a whole show on a capability statement, how to write one, and we will post something on online for you on our blog.applecapitalgroup website. Before we get kicked off real quick, we have a lot of these articles about business, management, marketing, financing, you name it, on our website at blog.applecapitalgroup.com. Again, it's blog.applecapitalgroup.com. And I ask you to go ahead and share a lot of these articles with people in your community. Google Plus it so we can get credit for it, since it's a free show. And just share their information. We would love to hear some feedback to see if this is working for, measure this for our business. To go deep and dive into it, a grant, technically by Wikipedia, it says grants are funds distributed by one party, grant makers, often a government department, corporation, or trust, to a recipient, but not always a nonprofit entity, education institution, business, or an individual. In order to receive a grant, some form of grant writing offers to refer as either proposal or one-page application is usually required. So that is the definition of a grant. And the upcoming episodes we're going to be talking about in grants, it's grants to assist women, grants for economic development, grants for healthcare, grants for housing, grants for education, grants for disability, grants for small business, grants for debt relief, distinguishing different forms of federal grants, who are eligible for it, who is a federal grant customer, what government agencies have grants, what are the federal grants, what type of federal grants, the tips of writing a federal grant proposal, disparity between federal grants, should you hire a professional grant writer, senior citizens and the federal grant, how to write a grant proposal, how to apply for a grant, it goes on and on and on, grant for teachers, grant for this, grant for that, grant for minorities, and we're going to put those in 12 episodes, with the exception of one episode, we'll talk about grant proposals, but it's going to talk about your capability statement, since that's at the forefront before anybody actually review any information. Over a million entrepreneurs receive money from government. It's not hard, but you have to be thorough. And 60% of businesses really get their money in form of the government, especially major corporations of government contracts, set asides, and so forth. So there's plenty of money out there. The type of grants are, you have loans, you have grant subsidies, for example, for loan guarantees, you have government contracts. You have tax credits, you have venture capital, you have free services to help your government, like SCORE in one of the other episodes, that is a grant. A lot of volunteers, but use SCORE, they will help you with everything that you need. And once you reach a certain level, of course, they want you to get a professional if you can afford it. There are grants and sources of money from the federal government, from the state, from the local, from nonprofit organizations, from small business-friendly banks, grants for entrepreneurial training, grants for employer money. There's also free help to sell to the government. There's free and low-cost services for businesses. Of course, you have venture capitalists. Again, who gets grants? Major corporation, Donald Trump gets a grant. Nike Shoes gets a grant. Federal Express gets a grant. Halliburton gets a grant. Newt Gingrich, one of his controversies in his election year, he received a lot of contracts. He received a lot of grants from the government. So everybody receives grants. If you're a good business person, you want a grant. So just kind of keep it in mind. There, you have to be patient. You have to take your time in doing proposals. It might take you hours. It might take you, some people, a month, a weekend. But you have to really focus on if you're going to do this grant proposal, and that's all you're going to do. If you're going to set aside a weekend, hey, for 24 hours, 12 hours a day, for the whole weekend, I'm going to write this proposal from beginning to end. And the following week, I'm going to revise it and give it out to some people to get their opinion, what they think of it. The proposal don't have to be really, really thorough. It just has to make sense. And the committee who's given a grant need to make sure that you're a legitimate business. You're not going to take the money and default on it. And, you know, you do things that you're not supposed to do with it. Because their job's on the line when you have to go and verify, hey, give me an audit, what have you done with our money? You're going to do a lot of homework. I would say get on the federal website. There's grants.gov. There is community block grants from the state. Call. Just take a day and just call and just be nice to people and say, hey, I want to get some information about this grant. If you're in the state or the city that grant is originating out of, try to make an appointment with the person and tell them your story, because people love stories. You want to show that you have passion, you have a vision, you have a purpose. You just don't want the money just for the sake of having money. Their jobs are on the line. You have to be patient with a bureaucrat in the federal government. You shouldn't have to go through a website to pay for anything. Just do your homework from the go to the library. Or just go really Google and just go from, like, for example, government grants. And you can call a grant provider and they will tell you, hey, we have this upcoming grant coming from this particular agency. Why don't you check it out? So just be patient, be patient, be patient in trying to get the information for a federal government. The biggest role of this, especially for a federal government, is a capability statement. We will have a show in the next few days about the capability statement. It's a company overview, a description of your products or services that you offer, what your past performance is, your qualifications as a staff and the board of directors, how well did you perform. Also, it's a statement of assurance that what the client expects for the company is contact persons on that statement and a list of former clients. If you have a startup, I mean, it's fine. Just make it really thorough. Government agencies would be another place local governments can get from a grant. You can go to your local chamber of commerce. You can go to your development councils, but your business development councils are a good key source. Your local public college usually have a small business type department that they have different grants or different support. And the grants can be in form of a service as well. Not only cash to your hand, but it can be a service like Goldman Sachs is providing a lot of advice. American Express is providing a program, but also giving money along with that program to help you grow your business. School districts give grants. Even though people are cutting, they still have money set aside to develop certain programs. Usually for under the government guidelines, what they have for small businesses, small business loans and small business grants may be awarded to companies that meet the size standards of the U.S. Small Business Administration. Most common standard is under 500 employees for most manufacturing and mining, which is a lot. So you can be pretty big for 500 employees. 100 employees for wholesale trade. 6 million for the most retail and service industries. 28.5 million for most general and heavy construction industries, 12 million for special trade contractors, and 7,500,000 for most agricultural business, but I'm sure it's a lot more for that. So it kind of vary. This show is more towards the business person. We will give, we'll do a couple of shows just for disability, for debt relief, and we're going to lump it into one show for a personal, probably an hour and a half, and bring on the guests for that. But these remaining shows, the 11, would be all about business. Now, you can use a grant for startup capital to expand your business, home business assistance, women-owned business funding, small business loans, minority business funding, venture capital, and so forth. We have, in my business development department, a whole list of things that is too numerous to really talk about today. But on the next episode, probably next week, just go to blogtalkradio.com/Apple Capital Group, and we will go in a little bit more detail by page, regarding grants for businesses. To kick things off regarding state funds, kind of give you an idea of state money for help. They say, well, state don't have any money. Well, yes and no. For example, if you go to the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, I'm just naming one because it begins with an A, they have a department there in Phoenix, and their number is 800-528-8421, or you can just go to their website, and they have the information as well. Also, they have the Rural Business Program. They also have the Department of Revenue, Loan to Farmers, and then they have a local branch of the SBA. And it goes on and on and on. from Alaska to Georgia to Florida, and it goes on. And also, when it comes to the small business funding, you know, of course, you got loan guarantees and you have loans itself. You have energy grants, you have high-tech loans, you have loans to inventors, you have loans for government, from local governments, you have child care facility loans, you have loan guarantees. We're going to have a guest on our show on, I think, February the 2nd to talk about the SBA 7A program. Also, SBA 501 certified program itself. But just to kind of give you an overview, again, these topics will be split over 12 shows. However, there'll be one show to talk about how to write a capability statement. And we might do a slideshow on something as well. I think there's a site, I can't think of it offhand what it's called. But anyway, when we schedule a show, we're going to do it in advance. We're probably going to do it on a Saturday morning. Saturday afternoon, and we will put a slideshow out there on one of the sites, and you can go through the slideshow, and that be the information for you. And we will post some information on blog, talkradio.com/Apple Capital Group, our station here. And also, if you go to blog.applecapitalgroup.com, we will have those articles there and the slide presentations there as well. So anyway, this is all in a nutshell. I'm trying to keep this show pretty quick within the 15 minutes. But again, on every Saturday for the next 10 weeks, we will have shows talking about the federal government. Tune into our website at blog.applecapitalgroup.com for a schedule. And we probably by Monday will post the future shows and who the future guests will be for those shows. Again, thank you for tuning in. And again, the first show will begin sometime next week. I know definitely we will have a show at 9 o'clock Central Time for the next 10 Saturdays. Next 12 Saturdays, rather. So just go ahead and tune in. This is Tim Jacquet, your host for Financing Your Business Today. Appreciate you joining the show. And again, I will say go and visit applecapitalgroup.com. If you're looking for a small business loan, or if you're looking for credit card processing, looking for factoring your receivables, you're looking for a hard money loan, a bridge money loan, seek us out. This is Tim Jacquet, your host again. Look forward and speaking to you in the future. Again, the next show, it will be scheduled for 9 a.m. Central Time on next Saturday, which is January the 28th. Again, thank you for tuning in and have a blessed Saturday.